and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, Local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hey, guys. Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
John Beal.
Some prefer cremation and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
Stop by the new Big Lots in Baldwin in the Old Town Plaza on Manchester Road, where you'll find extreme values throughout the store every day. Big Lots, big savings.
Yeah. If you ever watch the extension of the Today Show, when the sort of, you know, hardcore part of the Today Show ends, then Hoda and Kathy Lee come on, and then they do their extended part of the Today Show, and it's like every time I've ever walked in the room and they're on, they're drinking wine. They got wine in front of them. They got nothing on us today.
No.
I'll tell you that. And we have a breathalyzer in the room, and just during the last break, we managed to get ourselves over the limit. So I'm pretty proud of that. Hey, it's research. Please welcome back to the studio again, because he loves us, and he loves being here, and he thinks that by, you know, being on our show, he may again get a job in radio. What are you, nuts? You don't want to do that. Formerly in radio, but a guy who got smart, got out, and he's associated now with, without a doubt, the premier winery vineyard in all of the St. Louis area. Please welcome from Chandler Hill Vineyards, Peter Rexford.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. It's great to be back.
And I've told you many times before, never try to enter the room without bearing gifts of vino. And you have followed through with those instructions today. How you doing?
We are just outstanding. I can't complain.
You didn't hear my story the other day, but we were in, my wife and I were in a little place in the valley having, lunch or dinner, because it wouldn't have been lunch because I would have been busy preparing the show, because that takes 4 or 5 hours. And this couple, there were four people at the table near us, and you could tell that two lived here and two were visiting. And the visitors are telling the people who live here about Chandler Hill. And when I heard the words Chandler Hill, the people who live in St. Louis said, you know, we've never been out there. And I went to get up and go, idiots!
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
That tells me two things. That tells me you don't listen to the show, and you don't know your wineries. But it was funny because their guests who were visiting from out of town, I guess they had around, well, when you're in town, let's meet and have dinner. They're saying, oh my goodness, so they start telling them why. And then the other people said, well, it's too late in the year now. And they said, no, they're open. I think they're open all year. I'm telling you, man, if I could have recorded it and played it, you'd have said, this is better than any commercial we could have produced. So the word is spreading, obviously, in only, 3 years now? How long has it been?
It is barely 3 years.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, they are absolutely correct in that not only can they come out now, they've got to come out because the leaves today, I was out there today, unbelievable. Yeah. It is easily the prettiest it's been all year. And in addition to that, of course, we loaded up the fireplace. Beautiful crackling fire, so you had the wind outside. It was a nice day. It's going to be a killer weekend this weekend.
Now, here's how big this fireplace is. This is a two-car fireplace.
It's about a two-car garage.
You can park
absolutely.
Two cars.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, can we congratulate you on something you stopped doing, and without getting specific until I found out that you've continued to stay away from it, you had a habit, you broke it. Is it still broken?
6 months.
Let me tell you something, folks. I'll handle this, Peter.
Thank you.
Peter Rexford had a habit of smoking not only cigars. How many cigars a day did you go through?
Sometimes eight.
Eight cigars
okay.
a day.
Yeah. Okay,
but it gets worse. It gets worse. There were two problems.
Okay.
They were the cheapest.
Oh, no.
Worst.
No,
yeah, no, they were. Yeah, they were. I saw what you smoked. It was garbage cigars.
It's a Cuban seed.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Cuban seed is marketing genius for, okay. Here's a crappy cigar with a seed of Cuban tobacco in it. And Peter not only went through eight a day, he inhaled them.
Okay, not, okay.
Yeah, you did.
Well, yeah. But if you're going to smoke eight a day, of course you're inhaling to an extent, and that's why it's been tricky quitting.
Six months ago,
yeah.
You put them away, and you've not had another one.
I have not. All right. Well, thank you.
You guys notice how much better his breath is?
Oh, my gosh.
You notice that breath?
Yeah. I know. I walked in, and I made sure that I kissed Tina and shook hands with Eon. So.
Well, yes,
and he kissed me. Didn't want to get there.
I kissed him, too, and I've had wine.
What are we learning about and sampling here today? Because these are two actually very plain bottles, and I say that because sometimes when I see wine, I want to buy it because of the bottle.
Well, now, the Vignol, of course, is a beautiful cobalt blue.
And
it's our Lake Hawk, and we have hawks circling over the vineyard.
Lake Hawk.
Lake Hawk? Lake Hawk.
Lake Hawk.
L-A-K-E.
Hawk. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Lake Hawk.
So.
No, Dan.
Now I got math from Hawk.
Not Lake Hawk. That sounds like French for something dirty.
Yeah,
Lake Hawk. One word, Lake Hawk, like a lake and a hawk.
Yeah, and by the way, I've mentioned this before. When you sit on the deck at Chandler Hill Vineyards and you have a glass of the Vignol, the Lake Hawk Vignol, you are looking at the vineyards that this fruit came from. Directly in front of you. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, now I want to say one other thing. I have tasted each of these, and I said to you before we went on the air, you said, which one do you like? And I said, I like this one in this blue bottle, and I didn't know how to pronounce it. Now I do. It's Vignol.
Vignol.
Yeah.
Vignol.
It says, and it's on the bottle it says here, off dry. I've seen semi-dry and dry. What is off-dry?
Off-dry and semi-dry have both a hint of sweetness. They both have a little legacy of dry, but there is just an essence of sweet, and so it usually is delightful on any palate.
I said of the two, the Chandler Hill Riesling semi-dry or the, let me get this right again, the Vignol off-dry Lake Hawk, I said I actually like the Lake Hawk better. Go ahead and tell them what you said.
Number one selling wine at Chandler Hill.
Uh-huh. See there? What a palate.
Really
do I have a palate or what?
Yeah. I have something to say.
Yes. All right.
How can you say it's the best vineyard or the best place in St. Louis? It's probably the best place in at least the state.
Well, you're awfully nice.
You know, I've been to a couple other ones, and they're like little shacks.
I'm
going to
try some
mean?
Riesling. We're very fortunate that we have won Best Winery Destination in St. Louis Magazine, in Ladue News, and help me out, Sauce Magazine. So all three of them, we got first place in all three. So
well, this I mean, how much is a bottle of this Lake Hawk Vignol? What does that cost?
Out at the winery, it'll run you, I think, probably about $18.
Hey, let me tell you something, folks. Money well spent. This is really smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Frank, I've got to tell you something that is very exciting that you will appreciate.
All right.
I said at the vineyard, and as of today, there's a brand new way to get to the vineyard.
Wow.
Because now Chandler Hill has a brand new Mercedes Sprinter luxury transport van.
Ooh.
Yes, yes. It has all of 200 miles on it, and we are now doing pickup and drop-off for people in the St. Louis area. In fact, we've got a deal.
Get out of here.
We are doing a deal right now in the winter months where for a group of 18, or I'm sorry, a group of 8 to 15, they can come out, be picked up, have lunch, a glass of wine, and then taken back to their office for $25 a day.
Now, let's address what a lot of people...
$25.
That's it.
Well, he just addressed it. I said, but a lot of people right now are thinking, well, that's got to be $150. $25.
$25 a head. And we pick them up, and we take them back. It includes lunch and, you know, I should say a beverage if you don't want wine.
Wait a second. The food is part of the 25?
Yes. As is
the
wine.
Well, that's ridiculous.
How can you do that?
Can I help you for a second and tell you that you're going to go broke or something? I mean, what are you doing? How can you do that?
Well, we're not picking up people in Peoria, Illinois. It's limited to the St. Louis area, so.
Well, this is I've tried to tell people there are certain things that you know, normally if you look at a brochure for a vacation place, the brochure always looks better, the water is bluer, and you know, then when you get there it's not the same. This is the opposite. I don't think you could print or put out anything in the way of a picture, a painting about Chandler Hill that would do it justice. When you get there and you walk out or look out the window or step out on the deck, nothing you have seen, even on the website, it can do it justice. It is spectacular. Well, there's nothing like it.
And, you know, coming up, we've got some stuff that is just unbelievable. In fact, a week from this Saturday, we've got...
I will sip while you talk.
Hey, while you're sipping, Tina just emptied the bottle.
Oh, man.
That's only one bottle. No.
I was trying to make this little cork pop.
No, a week from this Saturday on
You've
the
19th. You've made my cork.
That's what she said.
Thank you. Hello. Okay. Settle, campers, settle.
Okay.
Okay, we've got the Holiday Harvest Festival on the 19th. We've got, oh, by the way, this is huge. This is huge. On December 11th, I feel the same way you do, Frank. The Christmas music on the other stations is driving me crazy. Once you get into December, specifically December 11th, we have an Aaron Bodie holiday concert.
Oh.
And heavy hors d'oeuvres, sparkling wine, the fireplace. And I've got to tell you, you can be a hardcore atheist. Madeline Murray O'Hare can come out there. You listen to Aaron Bodie sing holiday music, I swear it, you're going to be into the Christmas spirit, and it's all over.
What's a heavy appetizer?
Oh, my gosh. It goes on and on and on in terms of... We have actually carving stations, roast beef. We have a seafood station.
Oh, yeah,
it goes on and on.
All of this while other wineries are closed.
And there are a few that do try to stay open, and that's
great.
They
try to stay open.
Well, and maybe on the weekends and so forth. But then we've got a champagne dinner on December 16th. You've got to go to the websites to take a look at everything we've got, because, as Tina just said, it goes on and on with the menu. Chef Corey Ellsworth and our sommelier, in-house sommelier Michael Kennedy, they put together, they pair wines and meals that you cannot believe. And so go to the website. You will see what we're talking about. And, of course, big drum roll.
Bruce, you got the temperature.
Okay.
There you go.
New Year's Eve. Soulard Blues Band. Again, the chilled seafood station, meat carving station, veggie appetizer platters, desserts, the fireplace, and, of course, fireworks. It's
good. Yeah. All right, let's talk about this Mercedes van thing. How many people does it hold?
It holds 15, and that's a good question, because we're also doing something else, and that is for private parties, dinners, corporate events, for up to 15 people, we will do the same pickup and drop off. And it doesn't have to be just for lunch. It can be for a corporate event. It can be for a private party, whatever. But the fee is substantially less than private transport carriers. So there's no hassles. There's no headaches. There's no driving worries. None of that stuff. And you've got to see this van to believe it. It is luxurious. It is really nice.
Well, it's a Mercedes.
It is. Absolutely. It's fantastic.
Well, how are the bookings going for events and meetings and weddings and receptions and all that
stuff? Well, you know, for 2012... we're really having to tighten the belt, because we've only got 56 weddings lined up for 2012.
Ooh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's as of now. So it looks like we're going to hit the 70 weddings mark. And we've also been very, very fortunate about the corporate events during the week. We've had great groups. Boeing has been out, RGA Group. The list goes on and on. And
well, it's a good idea to check the site just to make sure there's not a private event going on. But I'll tell you, the one thing this audience knows is we've never sent them anywhere where their expectations, it didn't probably exceed their expectations. We don't exaggerate. You know, when we say Ballast Dental Care, I don't care how scared you are to go to the dentist, this is a whole different deal. It is. When we say that Chandler Hill Vineyards is, I don't care how many, we've been to a winery, we've been to a couple of wine. Now, if you haven't been to Chandler Hill, you have no idea the difference that there can be in wineries and vineyards till you see this place. And first order of business always is check the website, because you'll see if there's a private function that's taking place when you want to go. You'll see how to book one if you want to book one. You'll also get directions.
Yep.
All the information, I assume, about how the van transportation works is now on the site.
It's going up on the site immediately. Now that we have the van secured, it is going to be on the website. But no, anytime you want, go onto the website, call our events division, or email them through the website, and they will get you set up in no time.
There's a specialty food shop there where there's some things you can't find other places, especially crackers and cheese and whatever. And the other thing is the food. Look, it's one thing to go, and I think every place that sells wine or every winery, even in California, they got a little place you can get some cheese and crackers and stuff, or you could even have lunch.
Cheese.
That's right, Rad Boy. But
thank
the
you.
Lunch and dinner at this place, I put it up against any place you ever normally go in Clayton or take whoever you're going to take and plan to have lunch or dinner at Chandler Hill, because it's a tremendous menu.
It is really very, very tasty. And also the gift shop, by the way. Cindy Gillentine has gotten in some really cool new stuff for the holidays.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Gillentine.
No. That's Clementine. Clementine.
Oh.
Clementine.
Sorry.
This is Cindy.
Oh.
So, the gift shop. And you're right. I mean, we also have the cheeses and the meats and
cheese.
So forth.
Cheese. That's right,
Red Boy. Get back.
He loves
back.
That part. Well, my choice today, how much is the other bottle of the Riesling?
It's about the same price. That's, of course, a California. I'm sorry. It's Columbia Valley. It's West Coast wine.
Okay. Where is Columbia Valley?
That's in Washington State. This one's from Richland, Washington. We have, as you know.
And Lake Hawk is from right there at Chandler.
It is. But we partner with vineyards on the West Coast in Washington State, Oregon, and California. In fact, one last thing. Very cool. We just had a group come back. We're the only winery that we know of that is doing this. We are doing fully planned wine trips to the West Coast, where we coordinate it. We go to Napa, Sonoma, Oregon, Washington State. We coordinate it from front to back, from airfare to transportation to the hotels. We have private dinners at wineries. We have special tours behind the scenes. We let people see what's going on the West Coast. And a trip just came back, and they were going crazy over it. Absolutely. And we got two coming up in 2012.
Well, the only thing I've decided about wine, since I don't know much about it, is that normally if it's a very dry wine, I'm not going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a semi-dry, I will have a better chance of liking it. And today, I discovered a new term I never knew, and that is off-dry. And folks, if you want to know, again, if you go out and you want to ask for the wine, does everybody in the room here kind of agree that the blue bottle one, the Lake Hawk, is better? Who likes the reason?
No, I'm starting to like the other one, too.
Well, you're drunk. Yeah. First of all, you've had too much
cheese.
Wine hog.
I've had both, and I really like a sweet wine, but I like the blue bottle.
Yeah, the semi-dry.
So once again, it's called Lake Hawk
Vignol,
and that's V-I-G-N-A-L-E-S.
Close.
Vignol.
It's N-O-L-E-S.
It looks like an A. No, you're right. It is an O. It is in script. V-I-G-N-O-L-E-S, Vignol, right. Off-dry, comes right out of that vineyard right there at Chandler Hill. There's a great history behind Chandler Hill and why it's called Chandler Hill, and you'll learn all that when you go out. Hey, here's what I say about Chandler Hill. I think it's virtually impossible to go there one time. If you go, you will go back, and you'll take people with you, and you'll tell people, and they'll go back, and they'll go back. And congratulations on 6 months without inhaling those cheap cigars that you used to smoke.
They were delightful.
Yeah, I tried to give him a couple of good cigars. Wasted money.
Absolutely.
Wasted money. And now any cigar would be wasted money. Peter, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
And the website is ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
It is.
If nothing else, walk away remembering that. If you can't remember it, go to frankopinion.com, and there's a link to it, ChandlerHillVineyards.com. What do you say we give it up for Peter Rexford?
Holy cow. Thank you.
Hey, Peter.
All right, Peter, we'll polish off what's left that Tina didn't guzzle.
Oh, she's going out.
Not much.
After we come back from the break, we are going to take a break. We come back, and we'll be visited by Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend, on the Big 550 KTRS.
tonight on Inside College Sports.
Boys and girls, John Hadley telling you you're not going to get more college football information anywhere in the world than you will listening to Mike Kelly and Vahe Gregorian break it down here on a big 550 KTRS.
With the latest up-to-the-minute information on the teams, the coaches, the players, who's hot and who's not, it's Inside College Sports. Wednesday nights from 9 till 10 on the big 550 KTRS and on KTRS.com. We are our Mizzou.
Traffic is sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandy traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. If you're headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40, you're running slow between Union Station and the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, that's running heavy between Kings Highway and McCausland. 270 through Mason and from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, a couple slow pockets there. It's going to be getting worse with the angle of the sun right now. Eastbound 70, that's jamming up between Grand and St. Louis Avenue. If you're on southbound 270, look for slow traffic from 40 down through Doherty Ferry, and that's just in areas. Eastbound 270, that's heavy Lindbergh through West Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by Filtreat Air. Filtreat filters remind you to change your air filter. A new filter traps particles like dust, bacteria, and pollen. There are filters, and then there are Filtreat filters. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mortgage rates have plummeted to an all-time history-making low. And Golden Oak announces a lower fixed mortgage of 3.5%. 3.5% fixed.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Folks, we have never, ever seen mortgage rates this low. This is lower than the 1950s. Take advantage now. If you're still paying in the fives or sixes, you need to refinance immediately and lower your monthly payment.
Call Golden Oak today and claim your 3.5%. Beat the rush. Millions of dollars will be refinanced by Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
I urge you to seize this opportunity.
Get a 3.5 fixed mortgage today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.821 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
A lot of restaurants come and go, some lasting a few months, others a year or so. But the really good ones, they have customers coming back year after year, like Stefanina's. Stefanina's has been a favorite of diners for over 30 years. With the area's best and largest pizzas, with your choice of cheese, their authentic pasta dishes, salads, and large selection of entrees, the food's one reason folks return again and again. The other reasons? A comfortable atmosphere, fast and friendly service, and incredibly low prices. Stefanina's is family-owned and operated, so it's really important to them that you are 100% satisfied. Lunch specials start at only $5.95, and that includes an entree, salad, and your drink. Daily specials include their popular large pizza for the price of a small every Monday. What began as a small family restaurant by Stefanina herself has grown into five locations. You'll find the menu, specials, and directions online at stefspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Heck, you can even order online. Stefanina's and stefspizza.com.
Put a little pop into your holiday season.
Get set for the most snacktastic grand opening in town.
St. Louis Popcorn Company. Located at 13th and Washington in the heart of downtown.
And online at stlpopcorn.com.
Stop in or log on today and discover the ultimate grand opening special.
For a limited time only, you can order a 1 gallon single flavored holiday gift tin for only $25.
10 scrumptious flavors to choose from.
Including gourmet classics like caramel, cheese, and Chicago mix.
Not to mention a variety of mouthwatering new recipes like vanilla curry caramel, caramel with nuts, and the amazing chocolate Vicks.
Hurry, log on to stlpopcorn.com, browse through the delicious options, and then pre-order the perfect holiday gift for your friends, family, clients, and coworkers.
Or stop in at 1300 Washington Avenue in the city. Sample the flavors and place your order right there on the spot.
St. Louis Popcorn Company and stlpopcorn.com.
Popping fresh gourmet flavors daily.
Oh, this is so good. Can I have some more?
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold stainless steel four-door refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washers and dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/14. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Seven Sports Lounge at Casino Queen is your football headquarters. Catch all the action with NFL Sunday Ticket on the new HD video wall and 70-inch TVs. Enjoy an ice-cold 29-degree draft every day for $1.25. Every Saturday through Monday, enjoy bucket of beers, a large pizza, or a platter of hot wings for only $7.77. Seven Sports Lounge and Nightclub, where there's a party 7 days a week. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
0% no interest financing through 2013 with approved credit from the original $189 window, guys. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. Any size white vinyl double hung window, $189. And with 0% financing and tax credits up to $200, now is the time to replace those old drafty windows and save money on your energy bills now and forever. Window World, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800. Call for a free in-home estimate or windowworldst.louis.com.
Hey guys, Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Enjoy your Rich and Charlie's favorite spaghetti and meatball for just $4.99 today only at Rich and Charlie's. A bowl full of Rich and Charlie's famous spaghetti and meatball for just $4.99 today and every Wednesday at Rich and Charlie's. Dine in only for this limited time offer. Online at richandcharlies.com.
At Geico, you have a choice of ways you could save on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the Geico office nearest you.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
We may be inheriting a new dog.
Oh,
yeah,
that's nice.
Kind of a long story. My daughter has a friend, and she's taken another job, and she, for some reason, whatever, you can't take the dog, and blah, 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 blah. And then my daughter is with this person enough that she visits enough, the dog knows her, she's become kind of attached to the dog, and now she has come to us with, we can't let her just take the dog anywhere. We should take the dog. So,
I think that sounds like
what kind of dog?
Yeah, here's the deal. The dog's name is Trouble. That's the dog's name. Yeah. So I'll keep you posted on that. It is time to check in with whatever kind of pet you have, your pet's best friend, or will be, once your pet gets to know this guy, the vet of all vets from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, a man who is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Oh, and he will take your calls and answer your questions. Let me give you the numbers. First come, first serve. Free advice from Dr. Doug Pernikoff at 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Here he is, courtesy of Laclede Cab, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everybody?
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Good doctor, how are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Who was it? What cartoon character said, hey? Who was that, Albert?
That was Doggy, it was the guy that looked
Fat
like
Albert.
A dachshund.
No.
Augie Doggy or whatever.
No, it was Fat Albert.
Yeah. Hey. Well, it was him, too.
Fat Albert.
No, Augie Doggy did hey.
Well, I think it was Augie Doggy.
I don't remember.
Or something like that.
You know what, Giannis, instead of every time we call you saying, hey, say like yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo.
There'll be no argument as to who it was. That's Fred Flintstone. We'll all agree. How you doing?
Pretty good. How's everybody over there at the station?
Let me check.
Wonderful. Hey, Doug.
I was going to come by and do my show there, but I got tied up in a long surgery, so I apologize.
What kind of surgery?
I could tell you that, but I'd have to kill you.
No, you wouldn't.
It was actually on a kitty, and he had several different issues, so we got it done, and he's waking up. But it took me all the way until just a few seconds ago to finish, so here I am.
So he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've told you before, I'm not a cat person, but we have friends who have cats, and
they're great animals. They really are.
They're certainly different than dogs. Oh, you know, hey, somebody, and I think it was George Wallace. We just came back from Las Vegas, and we went to see the George Wallace show. And one of the things George Wallace said in his act is absolutely true. And until he said it, I never thought about it. But folks, think about this. Why, and Dr. Doug can tell us why do you never see cats doing it? Think about it. You don't see cats doing it. How come, doctor?
Well, you know what? When a female cat's in heat, you hear her. She vocalizes because they don't actually ovulate unless they have intercourse.
Come on, easy, Virginia.
They don't ovulate unless...
And I have seen lots of cats do it, so you're just not hanging
well,
out.
Well, you're a vet. You're a vet. You've got them there. They're going to be there.
Yeah,
we're here at Dr. Doug's. What are we going to do? Let's do it. But most people, I've never seen two cats do it.
I've seen them, too. Doesn't the male cat, like, bite the...
Yeah, he bites at the neck, and it's pretty aggressive.
And
interesting.
Well, here's the other thing. I think the other reason we don't is that you don't see cats out running around the way you do dogs in the yard, in the park.
They're more reclusive.
They're indoor pets.
You don't see them. But
usually,
it's happening all the time because, you know, as we've talked about many times, there are absolutely millions of animals running free that are feral and breeding. So that's why we work hard to try and get as many in and spay and neuter them as possible.
Well, obviously they're doing it somewhere. There wouldn't be any kittens.
Right.
So they're doing
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. We have callers lined up. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's start with Don. Don, say hi to Dr. Doug. Don? Oh, Don. Well, Don's not going to answer, so we're
here.
It was your fault.
Yes.
It was Peon's fault. Don, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Doug?
Good, Don. What can I do for you?
Well, I want to say I'm AM in the PM, and then I have a question for you.
I couldn't hear
my
you?
I took my dog to a reproductive specialist.
Okay.
And she had, she started having babies, and she had a baby halfway, and then she couldn't finish the birth, so
right.
Had to take it to the doctor. Well, they did a C-section, and it's like a 5-inch cut on her.
Mm-hmm.
Is that normal?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because think about it. That uterus is swollen up.
Five-inch
with
what?
How many babies did you have?
Cut.
Four.
Oh.
Four. So you got babies and a dog, and they swell that uterus up. Just think about how large a female gets, a human. So, I mean, they have to have enough room to pull out that large structure and get it out and open. So, yeah, that's another. And it really doesn't matter if it was 12 inches or 2 inches. It still heals at the same rate, the same way.
Well, sometimes 12 or 2 does matter. 12 inches or 2,
yeah.
That's true.
Thank you very much.
All right, Don, thank you
for
the call. Uh-huh. Off we go to Lucy. Lucy, say hi to Dr. Doug. Lucy?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Lucy.
You going to die?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Lucy?
What are we doing here, Lucy?
I don't know.
I think Lucy was ordering a pizza or something at the drive-thru while she was trying. Let's go to, is it Gina or Gina?
It's spelled Gina. I think it's Gina.
Gina.
Yeah, it's Gina. Okay, Gina, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Gina. What can I do for you, hon?
Well, I've got a 2-year-old German Shepherd.
Okay.
And, this is going to sound kind of gross. He every once in a while, over the past probably about 2 months, it's happened about 4 or 5 times where he just has like explosive diarrhea in the house. I mean,
I don't think that sounds gross.
Yeah, look, Frank, she said it just turned out.
You're talking Dr. Doug's language.
Yeah, I love diarrhea.
Yeah.
What's the gross part?
He's been totally potty trained forever.
Uh-huh.
And he knows to ring the bells when he wants out.
Is it a
bell?
Like in between those episodes, does he have perfectly normal stool?
Oh, my goodness.
I think they tend to be a little bit on the loose side.
No. Yeah, you know what? I would think that this kind of workup, you have general symptoms. You need your veterinarian to talk to you about first ruling out simple things like a chronic low-grade parasitism.
Yes,
or
parasitism.
It could be related to diet. It could be related. There are some dogs that develop what's called an irritable bowel disease, sort of like a Crohn's or a colitis in humans. So there are a lot of things to rule out from the simple to less simple. And I would say that it really justifies having a good examination and let your vet guide you through the kind of diagnostic test and whatever they have to do. And if you have any other questions, you're always welcome to contact us.
Okay.
Good
All
luck
right.
with it.
All right. Thank you, Gina.
Gina.
Oh, I messed it up. You know, the word diarrhea is one thing, but when you put explosive, that's a whole different ballgame.
My daughter coined the term Ed. If you have explosive diarrhea, it's just called Ed.
You know what? That's a nice way, unoffensive way to do it. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm having Ed.
It's socially more correct.
I think that's great. John, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, John.
Hey, I have an older full-blood lab. She's about 12 years old.
Okay.
And chronic eye problems and ear problems.
Okay.
On three vets, many types of drops. Yes. Any types of antibiotics, and she just can't shake it.
You know, ears tend to be really chronic, so that's something that, you know, you have to work up a protocol that really works for your particular animal. In terms of the eyes, has your vet looked at it, or is there a redness around the eye, the conjunctiva, or the pink eye kind of structure, like in kids? Because that might suggest with the ears and the eyes, and I don't know if the skin's having problems, but those are all characteristic of allergies. And he would have to work it up for an allergic kind of issue. But if there's something else, sometimes in eyes, they have loose tissue, and the lid of the eye turns in. It's called an entropion.
Yes, that's right.
And if that's going on, because the little hair filaments can actually irritate the eye. So you probably need to get a good exam and check out those issues as well and work up a good protocol for ears. They may be totally unrelated, or they may actually be part of the same syndrome. And also in these big dogs, it's not uncommon to have a low thyroid issue associated with this, so you would probably have that examined as part of the diagnostic.
That's great. You're right. We changed her food, and it cleared up her skin.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And then, yeah, they lasered off some hair follicles for the eye, but it still is red around the...
Well, they may have to actually do a cosmetic surgery where it turns the lid outward a bit. And that's a lot of fun to do. They're good.
Get your
wallet
out.
Very successful if that's the problem. But your vet should be able to look at that and tell you immediately that that's what's going on.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like that'd cost you too much, John.
I love her to death, but I guess we'll ride this one out.
All right. Thank
you. Good luck with it.
Thank you for the call.
Bye.
We'll work one more in here. That'll be Mark. Mark, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Mark?
Oh, I'm going to kill my puppy. I have a problem with my Alaskan Malamute.
Okay.
She is doing two things, actually. She is potty trained. She's about a year and a half, about a year and 7 months now.
She is or she isn't?
She's a year and 7 months.
No, I mean, she is or she isn't potty trained.
She'll defecate down in the basement, but she won't do that anywhere else in the house.
She has accidents in the basement, is what you said?
Yep, if we put her downstairs, she figures, all right, well, I'm going to go. When she was younger, that's where she went to the bathroom at.
You know what you need to do? You need to move to a house without a basement.
I've seal coated the basement, and she still does it after we've done that.
Okay, well, obviously, the first thing to do is find a better way to kind of manage her freedom and disallow her down there. You might also find out if she's using the same space or the same area. You might need to cleanse that area with a special cleanser. There are a number of those on the market that sort of take away the kind of attraction to that same site. And, you know, like I said, the biggest thing it sounds to me like is you just need to sort of restructure your management for her, the husbandry of the program, to try and minimize her access to that area.
Unfortunately, the hours that I work and my wife works, she's a teacher and I work in St. Louis, so I'm gone about 9 hours. So we've got to lock her up in her cage where she can, where she would do it there, or we put her in the basement because she digs in the backyard. So,
okay. Maybe a special area in the basement and you put some pads down or something, and then, you know, we can talk to you or you can talk to a trainer about trying to kind of guide her ability, and maybe you schedule her feeding so that she's not going to be alone for a long period where she's going to have a big tummy full and she's going to want to need to go to the bathroom. So you might do a smaller feeding early in the morning, start early enough that you get up and you can get her out to move around and go to the bathroom, and then as soon as you get home, she goes out, you do a little bit bigger feeding early in the evening, and then that's it.
Okay. My other thing is she only chews in one thing. Is there a spray or something I can put on the wood paneling that she won't chew on?
There's not any. They use something called bitter apple, but I have never found that to be very useful. Again, I think this has more to do with managing her freedom and her access. You might have to create a pen area downstairs where she's just controlled in that area. You know, there's nothing that's real simple. Some people will put sprays together. It might have some Adolph's meat tenderizer can be kind of this. You know, if you could put it into like a plant mister and mix it with some water and then spray it on the panel and let it air dry, then it sort of coats it with that layer. And then when she tries to lick or chew at that, it might be, you know, something that would deter her. Or maybe some people would even use a little bit of pepper in water and do the same thing.
That won't hurt her of any kind?
I'm sorry?
That won't hurt her? Or
I mean, you're just going to spray a mist of it. You're not going to sit there and make her eat pepper, you know. Like
right, Mark, thank you for the call. We appreciate
thank you.
It.
Good luck.
All right. That's it. We're out of time. It seems to me like the worst thing to do would be put meat tenderizer on the door frame. That'd make it tasty.
No, actually, Adolph's meat tenderizer is a deterrent.
Well, you're the doctor.
Okay.
So we'll do this again next week. What
okay,
do you say?
Thank you. Hey, we're going to see the boys play. I'm taking Dan's going with me, and we're going to see him down in Birmingham on Friday.
That sounds a little strange that you're taking Dan with you, but that's your business.
We're sharing a hotel room.
That's your business, doctor. You know what? You're consenting adults. You do whatever you want. We'll talk to you next week. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, bye-bye. Everybody. Taking a trip with Dan Strauss, staying in a hotel room together. They're grown men. It's not considered pedophilia like we were talking about earlier. That was Dr. Doug Pernikoff, Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, brought to you by, of course, Laclede Cab on the way, Bill Clevelin. Mr. Londoff is not with us today. I'm filling in for John Londoff. So I will play the part of John Londoff.
And I'm sitting down.
Who wants
well,
to...
Well, you don't sit down until I get to that part.
Okay.
I say you're sitting down. You know. Hi, everybody. John Londoff. I just want you to know that we've got lots of Silverados, and are you sitting down?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Because we got great rebates on Silverados, thousands of dollars back. It's never been a better time to buy them. We got Chevy Cruises. Are you kidding me? We're at the Washington exit. Washington exit off of Interstate 270. And I'd love to come and shake your hand. Would you come in? I'll shake your hand because I'm a man that has the hand that shook the hand of whatever it is I normally say.
Shake the hand of the man?
Yeah. And let me blow my duck call for you.
If anybody is relaying this to John, I don't think that sounds anything like it.
Okay, you know, for people who might have thought it was him, okay, it was me, it wasn't him. Here's all you need to know about Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They've been around a long, long time. That in itself is not a reason to buy a Chevy there. They are big sponsors of this show. There's a good reason to buy, especially when you throw into the mix that you're going to get a tremendous deal. Look, all these people have pretty much the same deals, let's be honest. Prices are within a few bucks of each other. It's how do you get treated when you go there? Do you really care if one facility has marble from Italy and a lot of special fixtures? And nah, you want to be treated well, and you want to get the vehicle that you want in the color with the options you want, and they're going to take care of all that. But you want to be treated well. And this is why this place is so successful. It's the way they treat people. And you actually can meet a guy by the name of John Londoff who works a lot of hours and is there most of the time, as opposed to some places where you're never going to meet the guy whose name is on the sign. And I know places like that. Not going to happen. He's not interested in meeting you. He just wants your money and wants you to buy there and then get out. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet doesn't operate that way. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
With your Golden Oaklanding traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we just got a report that on Highway 70, and it's mostly in the eastbound lanes at Bercher, that there's some kids throwing bricks off the overpass. So watch out as you go. There's already bricks that are on the road. On westbound 40, heavy from Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason, Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, that's running heavy around Mid Rivers Mall Drive through T.R. Hughes and Pockets. Southbound 170, that's a little slow now from Ladue down through Highway 40. Northbound 270, that's heavy Ladue through Olive. And then eastbound 44, You are running just a little bit heavy between Grand and Jefferson, and that's due to an accident that was blocking the right lane. This traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, it's the Veterans Day sale. Now through Sunday, get 0% financing for 4 full years. Plus, Serta memory foam queen sets, only $599, only at Mattress Firm. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. This month, we'll be answering all of your email questions about Social Security. You can submit your questions at our website, americaswealthmanagementshow.com. Don't be fooled into thinking the Social Security Administration can give you retirement advice about one of your most valuable assets. They can't. Visit americaswealthmanagementshow.com to ask your question and listen to the answer on America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 3 on 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleve Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Well, Nancy Grace was eliminated last night on Dancing with the Stars.
Good.
Yeah, meanwhile, tonight on her show, she'll be devoting her entire show to the mysterious disappearance of Nancy Grace from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
She likes to do those shows.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
All right, thanks. NASA says an asteroid came very close to Earth yesterday.
Yeah.
In fact, it was almost came so close, Herman Cain tried to grope it.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know. And the woman that accused Cain of harassment yesterday has a pretty long list of lawsuits filed against her. I don't want to say she's not credible, but the last person she accused of trying to hit on her was Barry Manilow.
Oh, that's a good one.
Be damned, it did work. And finally, this afternoon.
Like that would ever happen.
And former Utah Governor John Huntsman said that because of the Cain scandal, his campaign is starting to pick up momentum. And I think he's on to something. He now has 10 supporters. So, congratulations. Moving up. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Cleve Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.